We've just about reached the year's midpoint, so some of our friends at NPR Music are taking this month to look at the year so far in music. Felix Contreras from Alt Latino is here with some of his faves. Good morning, Felix.
Good morning.
So what are you noticing about the music that's come out over the past 6 months?
You know, it's always fascinating in our little corner of the music business, the Latin alternative world, because it's full of artists who push or even ignore boundaries, take risks, make us think, make us feel, and it's always well outside of the mainstream spotlight. And so far, it lives up to the promise.
Okay, I can't wait to hear. What have you brought us to listen to?
Okay, so check this one out. This is the sound of Afro-Cuban music reimagined. Okay, it's amazing musical vision of Arturo Moon and his band Ife. Now, Arturo Moon is a santero, which is a practitioner of a particular branch of what is commonly known as santería. The rhythms and chants on the record are the same, but they use electronic instruments and effects on the vocals like we're hearing right now to make the most ancient music sound futuristic.
Oh, I dig this.
Look at that, right?
Yeah, no, this is good. And this is Cuban music from the island?
They're all Puerto Ricans.
Right.
Who are practitioners of Santería. So it's Afro-Caribbean,
right,
essentially.
Okay.
And Arturo Moon actually is African-American from the Midwest, who ended up in Puerto Rico because the airline screwed up his ticket, basically. And he fell in love with the culture and the music, and he produced this great record. It's called Ije Ogbe, and again, the band is called Ife.
All right. That sounds amazing. All right, what's next?
Okay, great Latin music from Kansas City.
Of course.
Yeah. The band is called Making Movies, and their members with roots from all over Latin America. They have a great new album. Their second album is called I Am Another You. And in the age of singles, this is a concept album, and it's telling a great story, talking about the immigration experience, life in Kansas City, and just being young and having dreams, okay? It's produced by Steve Berlin from Los Lobos. It's sonically and lyrically one of the best albums of the year so far. Check this out.
So tell me when the season ends. Teach me how to make amends. I heard just peek, baby. Come again.
Just shows you how wide the world of alternative Latin music is. It's, yeah, completely different from what we just heard.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's all under the, whatever you want to call the umbrella of Latin music, which I think is almost used up. You can't even use it anymore.
You think so?
You know, because, I mean, listen to that. I mean, it's
yeah, it's you just, know, it comes from all sorts of different backgrounds, and they bring all sorts of different things to it.
That's a deeper conversation for a longer show.
All right, we'll move on. All right, we'll move on.
Okay.
What's next?
Okay, Lara Bello, and she's a vocalist from Spain, does a mashup of Spanish song form, jazz, flamenco, classical. She released this great new album called Sícame. This is the title track.
Todos cuentan que del oro nace el corazón de un pájaro del sur. También dicen que mientras vuela va dejando caer ese oro en forma de luz.
Nace el corazón.
Right?
The Spanish from Spain accent and list. Beautiful.
Great.
Absolutely beautiful. All right, Felix Contreras from Alt Latino. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Si el pájaro vuela cerca, se entierra con su sal, a que le dé un poquito el sol.